from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Good morning, happy Thursday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Ursula is out for the rest of the week, but don't you worry. My former co-host and good buddy and friend, Aaron Mason, joins us. Mace, good morning.
Good morning, G.
It's good to have you hanging out. You're in studio.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, and because you're in studio, tomorrow I'm going to come in.
Yeah, buddy. I can't. Dude, how long has it been since I've seen you in person? It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Looking forward to it, man.
I still look the same. Little extra grays, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's because of Chef.
I'm like... I put on a few of those quarantine pounds.
Yeah,
couple, looking a little doughy around the middle.
I put them on, but I had to take them bad boys off.
I saw you running and everything.
Yeah, you. Boy. Yeah, I haven't missed a day since December 19th, 2020.
Wow, congrats, man.
Trying to get it. Yeah. Hey, coming up at 11:33, question. What should happen to your social media? What should happen to your social media accounts after you die? Well, we'll discuss the latest and greatest on that as it relates to Soundgarden. But right now, let's get to it. Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Johnny Tsunami. One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
You guys have heard it throughout Heather's newscast throughout the day. The death of fun. This is another pandemic-related shortage. Basically, because of shipping backups, there are maybe half the fireworks available to sell as there are in a typical year. I'm just going to peel back the curtain a little bit because in our pre-show meeting, I was going to ask you, okay, are you happy about this? Is this a good thing? And both of you just answered unequivocally, yes, great, no problem, cut them in half. Here's the deal. There have been fireworks bans in nearly every city in Western Washington, and it seems like every year there's a couple more that are added to the list. So I'm going to ask you, G, why not just do it statewide? Why not just let the professionals handle it? Would you support a state ban on personal fireworks use?
Absolutely, I would. Send your hate mail to 98973.
It's
absolutely
coming.
Get rid of the fireworks. Leave it to the professionals. Why? Because nothing is worse than when non-professionals do things like burn down houses or mess up fingers, mess up toes, or burn someone's hair in the other backyard that's down the street, or mess up somebody's car. Yes. Leave it to the experts. Get rid of fireworks.
No, I think it's okay for people. Look, when you're in a crowded urban environment, like I understand not allowing people to shoot off things if it's going to bother you. But there's a lot. There are huge parts of Washington State that are not densely populated at all. And we do things like burn bans. I know basically Eastern Washington is kindling or at this, you know, time of the year,
boss.
And it's
yep.
And it's just going to be a disaster should something happen. But we make burn bans. We put burn bans in place. So why not enforce that for fireworks too? Just say that, you know, if the conditions are right and there's space, sure, you can shoot off a firework. Not telling you what to do, but if not, then no, because it could cause very, very serious damage.
Gee. Burn bans, so like if it's wet, okay, if you're in the whole rainforest, then I guess
yeah,
you can let off fireworks.
Yeah.
Gee, I think you're patently insane on this. Look, we cannot mitigate all risk out of our society, and there are certain traditions
Agreed.
That a lot of people have, including fireworks, that I'm not cool with saying, sorry, that's just completely off the table. Like, I understand that when I was growing up, there were no such thing as bicycle helmets for kids. My parents had to go and get hockey helmets from Canada for my brother and I to ride
really?
Our bikes. But you know what? We could still blow off our fingers at that time. And I'm not saying that everyone will do that, but... Look, if you've got a huge unincorporated area, you got a giant parking lot, you know, by your house, outside your shop, whatever it is, why not? Like, what is the harm? Do we have to... This is the same argument, G, as why we should not have legal drugs, right? Because if some people abuse it, if it's any sort of risk, we should get rid of it entirely, and prohibition simply doesn't work.
Right.
Won't we just have people coming up with their own fireworks, their own way of blowing stuff up as a replacement for the stuff that you can buy on the reservation?
Chef, this is why I got gray hair, because of you. The 4th of July falls on a Sunday this year. And so we're probably going to be off on Monday. But on Tuesday, we're going to come in. And on Tuesday, we're going to see. There's a lot of people right now that disagree with me. I got just called a Karen a few times. Hey, I thought we were getting rid of that name, but you did. Some of you guys called me Karen on the show. She said, shut up, Karen. And some of you guys are calling me a Debbie Downer, and you guys are mad at me. But there's some other people. You know what they're saying? They're saying, thank you, G. Because every single year, you may be worried about your house. You worry about your mama house, your daddy house. You worry about somebody's house that gets what happens because of these reckless fireworks. And then here's one last thing. Y'all don't just pop the fireworks from, like, you know, dark to about 11:30.
I'm with you
here. No. You guys want to pop the fireworks till 2:30, 3 in the morning.
It's all night.
Wait a minute. And then you have the audacity to want to still pop them on the 5th.
Yeah.
Get rid of them. Get rid of the fireworks. Send your hate mail to 98973. I don't care. Get rid of the fireworks.
Yeah, so I assume you're against your neighbors playing loud music. Is that right, G?
10 years ago, I wouldn't. I am now. Turn that hooty hoo music off. That's me right now. It is too loud. Don't you know it is past 7:30? Nobody plays loud music after 7:30. Turn that down.
All right. We've heard about the rise of air rage. So this massive increase in airplane passengers flipping out at 10,000 feet. And sad to say, we have another incident in the news. Two passengers were kicked off a United flight after getting into a brawl over the armrests. I guess I should clarify. The plane was rerouted back to the gate. They didn't kick them off the plane. I don't think they have parachutes. So I've got a two-part question here. One, can we all put this to bed and agree on the right rules for who gets the armrest?
You don't know plane etiquette. Window gets an armrest and a wall. Middle gets two armrests. Aisle gets an armrest and a little bit of extra leg.
Yes.
We live in a society.
Yes. Can we all agree on that? Middle seat gets both. You know, window seat, they got the window to lean on. They get one. Same with the aisle. You get one and you get to stick your leg out. Can we all agree on that to begin?
Yes.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. All right. So let's get to the second part of this question. What do you do with your reclining seat? To recline or not to recline? Should you do it or not? G. Scott, I'm going to start with you.
No. You want to recline? Go to first class. You got to keep it solid and coach. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it cool. You know there's not enough room. You know that. Don't do that. Don't be that person that does that. So I'm just suggesting you know what? If you want better seats, get in the first class. If not, I know. And by the way, airplanes, can you guys do me a favor? Stop giving people the option to recline their seats back. It's just rude. That little extra. What? Now, Mace, you know what? I find myself, time out. I don't mean to say this, but I need Ursula back on the show.
Oh, okay.
Because I find myself being the person that's criticizing everything, get off my lawn right now. And that's not a shot at my co-host or nothing, but I just feel like I'm talking to you guys and I'm finding myself complaining. I need to start this show over.
Ursula would describe it as you're making too much sense.
Absolutely. No, look, not reclining at all, that's absurd. I can't fly first class. I don't have that kind of dough, but I need to get from point A to point B, so I'm going to take this flight. I'm going to try and get an aisle or a window seat, which apparently is impossible to do these days. I've been unable to do it for the last couple years. I'm always stuck in the middle. Nobody gives me the two armrests, so all I have is that little bit back. And I'll tell you what I do. I am a considerate person. I try and make the best out of the situation for both of us. So I will recline just a bit. If a seat goes back 3 inches, I'll maybe put it back just an inch. And this is on, you know, maybe like a longer flight, if I'm going to try and take a nap, something like that. Just a little bit where I feel like I'm getting something out of the recline and I'm not like shoving my seat into somebody's face while they're trying to fly too.
Gee, why are you putting me in this position of tag teaming you two on one? If we want to be comfortable, we must be rich. We must accept the fact that we're boxed into this limited space and go up to first class. That ain't flying, man. If the seats shouldn't go back, they shouldn't be allowed to go back.
Right.
Right? Now here's the deal: there are these reclining defenders or the seat defenders that you can lock the tray table in place so that the seat in front of you cannot move back.
Oh, like a device.
Is that a terrible thing to do?
I would be livid if somebody did that to me. If
How
I went to
know?
Go back and someone
like,
put in a
oh,
little
that's
thing.
It's broken.
Because, no, I would get up at some point, because now I've heard about these seat defenders. I would get up as soon as that seatbelt sign goes off, I'm getting up, I'm acting like I'm going to the bathroom or stretching my legs, and I'm looking. I'm looking for it. And if I find it, I'm going to be upset. I'm not going to do anything about it because people are crazy, but I will be mad.
Okay, can I just say this? And I'm scared to say this because I don't want you guys to laugh at me. But, If I'm gonna sit back there, I'll sit back there and coach. And you guys want to lean your seat back? Can you just give me the hot towel and my Biscoff cookies?
Yeah.
Gotta feel a little fancy.
Listen, y'all. I don't know what it is, but I love the hot towel before I take off. Okay, I love the hot towel. It just makes me feel right. A hot towel.
That's what I'm saying, man. And that one little inch. That's my hot towel.
Can we maybe come to some agreement on this? Because I admit to some hypocrisy on this. Because I think you should be able to put your seat back, but I never will. And here's why. I'm 5'6". So if
yeah,
you're
right, right.
under
okay.
6 feet,
okay.
maybe don't do it. If you're over 6 feet, man, I'm sorry, you got to be here. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's put some height limits on it.
Gee, you know, sometimes when we have interviews, people will text in and they'll be so mad. They'll be like, "Hey, why are you guys only asking softball questions?" Well, ABC reporter, an ABC reporter definitely did not ask Vladimir Putin a softball
the
question.
The list of your political opponents who are dead, imprisoned, or jailed is long. Alexei Navalny's organization calls for free and fair elections, an end to corruption. But Russia has outlawed that organization, calling it extremist. And you have now prevented anyone who supports him to run for office. So my question is, Mr. President, what are you so afraid of?
Wow. Wow. The Stones.
Upstanding.
Boss lady.
Yo. Okay.
Goodness.
Okay. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to keep it all the way a buck with y'all. I can talk about Vladimir Putin on the radio in the confines of my own home yes. right here where he can't recognize my face.
Right.
But face to face, do you think I'm asking him a question? There is no way, Mace, I'm asking him a question. You can call me what you want to.
I'll take it.
This reporter, first of all, she is courageous. She needs security, man. That's
dude,
Putin.
Dude,
courageous or crazy?
Courageous.
Yeah, dude.
Courageous.
The thing that struck me the most about this clip, I was like, okay, would I actually do that? Like, do I have it in me to stand in front of Vladimir Putin, who kills people who publicly oppose him, and oppose him publicly? No, is the quick answer. I would never do that. And then this, like, the steadiness in her voice. If I did muster up the strength, I would be like, Mr. Putin, sir. And she's just like, bam, 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 bam. That was incredible.
Mace, talk about his money. I don't think people understand.
Nobody knows
how powerful that dude is.
Dude, nobody knows how much money that guy has. That's how rich he is. Some people tell you could be the richest person in the world. We just don't know because he's...
And we're talking trillions, potentially. Not like hundreds of billions, like, you know, the Bezos.
Like
and
five
the,
Jeff yes. Bezoses, which is inconceivably wealthy. He's got that Russian oil. He takes a little slice of everything that goes on over there. It's an enormous economy. He built this house. One of the reasons that guy's in prison is because he went out on YouTube, and you can look at this, the blueprints for the house that they were building for Putin, and you've never heard of a building like this. It's just it's remember when Bill Gates had his built that house on Lake mm-hmm. Washington, and everyone was like, oh, the plans and all this tech, and it's got this and that, and it's huge. This puts it to shame. It's crazy.
Okay, hold on, I got a twist for you guys. All right, so you have to ask the question. That's the game. Okay, you have to ask the question. between these two world leaders, and you got to ask it when with the bass in your voice and everything. And the question is this: you have to ask either Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un. Which one would you say, okay, I'd rather ask this person the question?
Oh, Kim Jong-un, no question. I can outrun him. I'm not scared of that dude at all.
Same.
Yeah, no problem.
Chef, who you got?
I would go with Kim Jong-un, seeing as how he has yet to kill Seth Rogen for mocking him in that movie that he made, even though he has avowed death threats out on his life. You would not hear about the death threats from Putin. You would just fall out a window one day. But you know what? There is one person I know for a fact would ask that question zero problem, and that person is Ursula Roitin.
You know what? Okay.
I thought you were going to say Ollie G.
No. Shout out to Ursula. I promise you, Ursula would have no problem asking Putin a question.
Yeah. Tough lady.
I can't even tell you guys. I wish I can tell you the amount of time that Chef and I watch Ursula in just daily dealings and be like, yo, only Ursula has the courage to do that.
Yeah, man.
You said it, G. She is a boss. Mm-hmm. All right. It is going to be quite the warm weekend. We could be pushing 90 degrees by Monday. Summer is here. So I'm going to bring up a random summer story and bring us all the way back to our childhood. There is an NBC reality show called Ultimate Slip and Slide.
Yes.
Production of that show was halted due to an outbreak of explosive diarrhea. By the way, the slip and slide aspect of that, it's unrelated to the diarrhea outbreak. I just want to make that clear. But I got to ask, G, slip and slides, are they overrated?
The greatest invention ever.
G, that was my answer too. Crap.
It's the greatest invention ever.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. When you say slip and slide, I automatically go to the greatest times of my life. Do you understand me? I'm not talking about in that time in my world, everybody loves everybody. We're all singing Kumbaya. We got freeze pops. We got Capri Suns. You got your best friends out on the yard and you wanted a little extra slippy. I don't know why I used to do it, but you put a little baby oil on there.
Okay.
You slide the baby oil on there and you're just having a blast. Shout out to the super. Oh my goodness, Mace!
Yeah, we would use dish soap for a little extra grease on the old slip and slide. I don't think there's anything more fun than a water slide. Also, I don't think there's any bigger cesspool for germs and stuff. But that's like the big water park slip and slide. We're talking about ultimate slip and slide. That I'm into. Would I do it now? No, I'm gonna hurt myself. I'm an out of shape 40-year-old man. If I run and jump at the ground, I'm going to crack something. And I don't want to deal with that.
I always thought they were fun. You just walk away bloody, though. You got rocks in the lawn. You hit the lawn staple.
You never figure out what to do at the end of it.
Yeah.
You never work that out ahead of time.
Yep. Cuts from the grass.
I'll take
the fireworks.
Shout out to one of my best friends in the neighborhood, Tom Tom. His father, Mr. Hawkins, used to always have it set up for us. And he used to say, Tommy, I got the slip and slide set up for you. And he had the Capri Suns and the freeze pops and the cold drinks. And it was seriously the greatest times of my life. May Mr. Hawkins rest in peace. Coming up next, what should happen to your social media accounts after you die? Let's discuss that next. G and Ursula with Mace. This hour of the G and Ursula Show is brought to you by Guardian Operations. Mace, before we get to that topic, I just wanted to take this opportunity, and I do this from time to time. Ursula knows this, but sure has been a lot of I agree with G texts today.
I think our listeners.
Well, see, there's this thing. Like, they just love to, like, disagree with me.
Uh-huh.
And our listeners, they softening up on me, man. I'm telling you. You listeners ain't the same as you used to be. Now, all of a sudden, I'm starting to rub off on some of you guys.
I think you got some new kid hanging out on the show. You know, I'm easy to not like. They don't know me. You're sticking up for their guy.
usually they always agree with Chef, right? You know, it's like he's the scrapper, he's a little guy, you know what I mean? But now
why you gotta go there, bro? Every time.
He does call you scrappy a lot. I have made it that.
It's the little guy comment, huh? Hey, if you were in studio right now, we'd be into it. Not really.
All right. Brother Mace, what you got for us, bro?
All right, so you know I'm a music guy.
Yeah.
We talked about music all the time on Cairo Nights when we did it together. And there's a story out that just the other day, you know, I grew up I was in high school in the 90s. And so Seattle and the grunge scene and all that stuff was really influential to me. And one of my favorite bands of the time was Soundgarden. Mm-hmm. And a couple years ago, their lead singer, Chris Cornell, passed away. And just one of the best voices in rock and roll history, I think. Up there with like Freddie Mercury and such. And there has been an enormous dispute over the band Soundgarden and one of their things, their social media accounts, between the remaining members of the band and Chris Cornell's widow, Vicky Cornell. And there has been some progress. There's still issues with some vocal recordings. This is neat if you don't know. There are vocal recordings of Chris Cornell that haven't been used that were for what the band says is an upcoming Soundgarden album they were working on at the time of his death. But Vicky is holding on to those. She wants ownership of those. So there's some legal disputes. But they made progress, G. They're taking some steps forward. And the court decided that the band could have control of Soundgarden's social media accounts. So they went on, they posted, hey guys, you know, we got this, let's be cool, everyone be civil, no smack talking anybody, you know, this is a place to talk about the band, the music, and have a good time. So it was really just a big old mess, this whole thing. And that leads to the question, well, what should happen to your social media accounts after you die? If you pass away, what happens to your online life? What do you think, bud?
Well, I think that whether it's Twitter, and I know Facebook, you have an opportunity to sign someone on as someone that would kind of look over it after you're gone and stuff like that. And I think that there should absolutely be an opportunity for someone to take it over, if you will. Because, I mean, that's who you are. And I think in the future, there's going to be a lot of that. Like, you know, of course, we have cemeteries, and that's going to be happening, no doubt about it, where people go and pay their respects. But sometimes people go by and pay respects to a page. I mean, my father is buried over in Chicago area. Mm-hmm. But I don't live there. And so sometimes I go to his page or sometimes I go to his text messages, but I go to his page and I'll make comments on his page just to say something to him. So in this case, I'm going to say, yeah, but this is someone, I mean, I understand why there was dispute. I mean, this is one of the biggest artists, not just here locally, but ever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
big band.
I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
So, but I'm all in favor of someone's social media being taken over after they're gone. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I don't feel like I have anything personally worth keeping. Maybe other people would feel that way. I'd be fine with like a nuke button. Just wipe out all of it. I do know that Twitter, like you were saying about your dad, Twitter does have a policy where if a user dies, then they'll work with someone either legally authorized on the person's behalf or some kind of immediate family member. They verify it, and then you can take over control of that account. So there is a particular Twitter account for a comedian that I like that died, named Harris Whittles. And I'll, if I'm, you know, in for some laughs, I'll go check out Harris's Twitter account that he hasn't used. You know, he's been gone for, I think, 5 years at this point. So I don't know. I think it feels like the policy is okay, but we're talking small potatoes here, right? This is just me, you, and Johnny Q Public.
When it
comes to these big corporations, really, is what these major bands are at this point. Then you're talking about a lot of money, and then it gets sticky. So I don't know. It feels like it should go to the band, right? If it was right. a band's account and one of the band members passes away, then wouldn't you just relinquish control to the other surviving members? That makes sense to me.
One of our listeners just texts in, and this is interesting. 425 says, in my will, my attorney had a special writer for digital presidents to pass that down to your heirs. Apple just came out saying they will allow you to enter into your iCloud, that people can take over your iCloud account after you have passed away. You need to go out onto your personal iCloud and designate those people, obviously, while you're alive.
Right.
I'm interested in the pictures of my kids. I would hate to lose those. Now,
right.
whoa, I got to tell you, I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
that's
now,
the thing. We haven't thought about this kind of stuff yet.
You're talking about right now just the social media account. I never even thought about the iCloud
stuff
part.
That's in storage. Yeah, right. That's a great point. Stacey mentioned that Apple thing when we were talking off the air when she was here, and she was like, "Yeah, there's some kind of thing that Apple's doing because they want you to be able to keep your stuff." That to me is smart, but I'm sitting here shocked that we've been using social media, we've been using the cloud, we've been storing our stuff online for this long. Years and years and years, and I've never really considered, yeah, what would I do if something happened to me, that stuff that I want to keep, those pictures and family heirlooms and things like that. Yeah, that's nuts.
Here's what I believe. Like, I can honestly say, and you guys are hearing, you guys know when I'm not prepared for a topic. I actually was prepared, but I was going a different way with this.
Yeah.
And now I'm thrown off because there's a lot of things that I realize that we don't really think about. And this is one of them, right? Like, I know that there are people who probably have had loved ones that have passed away, and maybe, like, sometimes it's gone, right? Like, what happens if one of your loved one passes away and someone says, hey, Facebook, they died, and like, okay, boom, they get rid of that account. I mean, could you imagine that feeling? Like, I would be destroyed right now if my father's Facebook page was taken away.
Right. I wonder how many Facebook pages out there are from people who aren't with us anymore. I wonder what that percentage is.
At some point, it's going to be more people that are dead than alive.
Yeah. At some point.
Yeah. Good call. Good call, Chef. Hey, coming up next, we'll take your text, your feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's words to live by that hopefully Mace will take over. You guys are listening to the Gene Ursula Show with Mace. It is the Gene Ursula Show. Mace has been filling in all day long, and of course, he will be with me again tomorrow. And because he's in, I thought, let me go in studio just so I can be with him. Mace, did that work?
Yeah, dude, I can't wait.
Okay, it worked. Okay, good.
You know, I'm excited about it.
Right now, let's get to your text feedback, and then Mace will do Ursula's words to live by. Mm-hmm. What should happen to your social media after you die? We got a text in from Big John. My beautiful wife just died from cancer. I created a page for her journey with cancer where people can post, but I just signed out of her Facebook page. I can see it. She was my world. Rest in peace, Wendy. Big John, our condolences are with you. We're grateful that you decided to share that message with us.
Juneteenth will become the first new federal holiday since 1983, and 360 says everyone should be extremely proud that we are celebrating this holiday. This holiday is for everybody, not just black folks. Every American should celebrate the eradication of the largest stain on our history. A lot of blood from every community was spilled to end slavery. Everyone should celebrate. This was an accomplishment for America and one that tens of thousands of people gave their lives to achieve.
Well done, 360. 240 says, hi, guys. Great energy today. Remember that many employers don't give employees federal holidays off. I'm at a Fortune 500 business, and we just got MLK Day off this year. Ooh. It cost everyone a flex holiday PTO day.
Jeez.
Wow.
There's no cheating in baseball. Wait, no, there's no crying in baseball. Cheating is okay. kind of. 206 says, no one wants to see teams hitting collectively under the Mendoza line. Baseball has become a joke. And see also the Astros not being punished for cheating their way to a World Series championship.
Good stuff. Sully's wires were crossed this morning on our call. At least they weren't when he called people's bosses to tell them their employee was stuck in traffic. 253 says, nice job, Sully. Chip Hauer once called my boss to get me the day off for seafare shenanigans.
Oh, that's nice. 425 says, that didn't sound like crosswires, Chris. That sounded like hands digging in the Cheetos bag. Hashtag real life experience.
Slip and slides. 206 says, it's called slip and bleed.
Yeah, no kidding. 360, we used to extend the slip and slide with a tarp. It was like getting rug burn when you slid across the tarp.
206 says, slip and slides are super fun until you bump your butt on a rock.
Oh, yeah, no joke. Should you tilt your seat back on the airplane? 206 says, in my opinion, the seat leaned back is the default position. Go ahead and lean it forward all you want.
206 says, I'm 6'3", 240 pounds. Go ahead and recline your seat, but don't give me a side eye when you get bumped every time I have to move. And take the armrest, but don't give me the side eye when I push back on your elbow when it moves over.
Yo, Rachel texted in and said, don't get me started on long hair. On a coach flight, a woman in front of me had super thick, really long curly hair, and she had the audacity to throw her hair over the back of her seat so it was straight up on my food tray. I kid you not. It was disgusting, and my complimentary peanut snack was wasted. Ew. Gross.
All right, Mace, it is time for Ursula's Words to Live By.
Yes. Today's words to live by are practical, but also kind of a metaphor. We were talking about it a little bit earlier, and I just want to remind you folks, don't hold a lit firework. Words to live by. That's right. Brought to you by immunity.proclub.com.
Brother Mace, thank you, man.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
You, brother.
Thanks, man. Good.
Chef to the professionals.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Is it any better? I'm wiggling my wire.
No, no. Oh, man, I don't know how you do what you do, Chef, but we appreciate it.
Yes.
And it's needed. Andrew, thank you for what you do, sir. Really appreciate it. And thank all of you for continuing to listen to the show. It's fun. We try to make it fun. We try to inform you. Mm-hmm. We try to engage you. And we try to entertain you. And we do that to the best of our ability. You guys have a great rest of your day. Be safe. Be kind. Enjoy this beautiful weather. We do this again tomorrow. Remember, it is Fresh Fridays tomorrow. We're starting at 9 o'clock. We appreciate you for listening. Love you for that, and be good.